Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Tuesday, January 17th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. Goldman Sachs report predicts 45 to 55% chance of mild recession in 2023. Amazon expands Prime logistics to independent merchants, and ransomware operators shift to stealing data, increasing the risk. This is the Business of Tech. I'll start this segment with the Axios headline I've been pondering. No one knows anything. Why? Well, it turns out no one knows what's coming. The probability of a recession in 2023 is between 45% and 55%, per the authors of a Goldman Sachs Investment Strategy Group report released on January 13th. You know, a coin flip. Trend-wise, it's the highest since the prediction started over a decade ago. The good news is that the group thinks that if a recession does come, it will be mild. Inflation is coming down per the data released last week. Price increases are rising at a more moderate pace, and some prices are declining. In the final 3 months of 2022, core inflation, which excludes food and fuel costs, came in at an annualized 3.1%, higher than the Fed aims for, but not a crisis level. In the second quarter of the year, that number was 7.9%. There are expected corresponding adjustments from the Fed, expecting to raise interest rates by only a quarter percentage point at the next policy meeting. Why do we care? Despite personally being obsessed with trends news like this, my recommendation is about focus. Stay focused on your own performance. I'm self-aware enough to know that the interesting story is about turbulence. The story actually appears to be more about stabilizing to what many economists view as more normal. Free money, that idea of capital being available at nearly no cost, is not normal, even though it's been the state of affairs for a considerable amount of time. The exceptionally low rates were the exception, not the norm. This is a small one, but I didn't want to let it slip by. Amazon is opening its Buy with Prime program up, allowing eligible U.S. merchants to offer its Prime logistics services without having to sell on Amazon. Sellers who sign up pay Amazon to store and deliver their products and process customer payments. People who pay for Amazon Prime can get free shipping and next-day delivery from more places that want to keep selling or only sell through their own websites. It's logistics as a service. Why do we care? My spidey sense tells me that this is useful to some listeners. Can you help your customers leverage this? I'd love to hear about it. Logistics as a service. Here's the insight. Amazon's capability to turn an expense line item into a profit center is exceptional. Need all that variable computing power? Find a way to resell it. That's AWS. And here, need a logistics operation to run your own? Find a way to resell it. Making money off a cost center. Ransomware operators are streamlining their businesses. Some are no longer locking up the target systems via encryption and instead steal the data before locking the organization out and then demanding a second payment to stop it from leaking online. LockBit, for example, is urging members to stop using encryption in attacks on critical infrastructure and have a rule to ban the tactic. The operators have learned that they can get paid the same amount for half the work. Here's the latest landscape data from the 2022 Thales Cloud Security Study. Organizations run an average of 6 different tools or features to secure their public cloud environments, and 96% of decision makers still report that their organizations face security incidents in the last 12 months. 45% of businesses have experienced a cloud-based data breach or failed audit over the past year. Between 2020 and 2021, ransomware-related data leaks and interactive intrusion campaigns increased by 45%. Also happening last week, a series of meetings at the UN, which is working on a new international cybercrime treaty. The goal is a treaty designed to frame new laws around the world. Why do we care? The change in tactics by ransomware operators feels prescient. While I don't believe it changes defenders' tactics, it changes the risk calculus business owners apply. We're not defending against downtime and instead protecting against data exposure. The new strategy to consider is having less data online. You can't be extorted for data you didn't collect. Hoovering up everything you can is far riskier now than ever. And there's high value in helping customers ensure they are only keeping what they need to, which minimizes risk. Looking to reach MSPs? You know the quickest way to do so? Advertising on this show. Our reach is 5,000 to 9,000 views and downloads a day, bigger than any of those conferences out there. And one booth at a trade show will get you an entire year. Interested in learning more? Visit mspradio.com/engage. Thanks for listening. Today is Customer Service Day. A good customer service can be an asset to your brand. Today's the day to think extra hard about that for your IT services company. Back again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.